On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A local GBV activist says it's common for children to be harmed after altercations between parents. Dr. Nadia Burnin has been commenting on the case of a KZN man who was handed a life sentence last week for the murder of his 6-year-old son near Ladysmith. It was after an argument between the 35-year-old and the child's mother. Burnin, who's with the Rapid Response Team on Gender-Based Violence, says this often happens when one parent loses power and control in the relationship. She says they tried to look for a way to hurt the other person.
This is trauma, and I can't even imagine what the family's going through because they would never heal. It won't even take a year to heal. It will always come back to them.
She feels a prison sentence isn't enough.
I don't think a life sentence is worth it. It's hard when it comes to murder. That's murder. This is not a mistake.
A member of Finanda's Policing Forum is urging parents there to take a more active role in monitoring their children's behaviour. CPF Chair Bongeni Pua says this includes not turning a blind eye to crime, adding that parents should also be prepared to report their own children. He's been reacting to Friday's police shootout in the area where 5 suspects wanted for crimes including murder were killed. Pua says while the circumstances are unfortunate, with crime on the rise in Inanda, officers are sometimes left with little choice when dealing with heavily armed groups. He says it's typically young men who are involved in these incidents.
Community leaders should call parents to speak to them about their kids because during the day, they act like they reprimand their kids, but at night, they defend them. The parents don't report their children to the police when they come back with things that they've stolen. They come home with televisions, car, and other things. If parents don't report their kids to the police, it shows that they support their behavior. The parents must work with community leaders. They cannot rest while we are not resting because of their kids.
And Ukraine's top military commander says they plan to ramp up strikes on Russia, but only on military targets. Alexander Sersky has admitted that Russia has some advantages in drone warfare, but says Ukraine's counteroffensive has been proving effective. He was speaking to reporters this morning as diplomatic efforts stalled to bring an end to the 3-year-long war. Russia said earlier this year that it had gained full control of the Kursk region. Our lead story, a local GBV activist says it's common for children to be harmed after altercations with parents. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.